Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin Samech Hey. We are in Samech Dalim. We're in Samech Dalim at Aleph. Yesterday, shortened daf. Cut myself off a little bit early, but we're at the Mishnah. So we're going to be starting this morning in the Mishnah on Samech Dalim at Aleph, and we're going to go through more sugyas of Ne'emanus. And here, Ne'emanus regarding whether or not your wife is going to be have a Zika for Yibam or not going to have a Zika for Yibam. Let's get right into the Mishnah. Misha Amar Bishas Mitzaso. So the Mishnah will be here. Goes over the following scenario. It's dramatic. He's about to die, and he says, Yeshli Banim. So, and he says, I have children. Okay, so this is a revelation. Okay, a real drama. So this is a revelation that his wife did not know that he had children, obviously from another woman. The point, of course, that he's trying to make is that you don't have a Zika. In other words, we don't have children, obviously, and when I died, you thought you had a Zika, but I'm just telling you right now, you don't have a Zika. Because I had children from another wife. The only time that there was a mitzvah of Yibam was only when the husband died without any children. So over here he died with children, but he's only revealing that right now. Neman, he's going to be believed. However, Yeshli Achim Eino Neman. Now let's say, again, same drama, he's about to die, and Yeshli Achim. At the moment before revelation, she thought that there's not going to be a mitzvah of Yibam. Why? Because he's an only kid. He's an only child. Or he doesn't have any brothers. In other words, maybe he has sisters, but he doesn't have any brothers. And then, right before he dies, he makes the following revelation. I have a brother. I never shared this information with you. And really, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So, Einu Neman. So, the Mishnah tells us that he does not have Nemanus. So, the idea of the Mishnah seems to be pretty straightforward. And that is that if the revelation before he dies is that there's a Ptur of Yibum. Oh, so, that Neman, that is going to be believed. But if the revelation while he dies is that there's going to be a chi of Yibam, so on that, he is not going to be believed. That seems to be the basic idea of the Mishnah. And let's jump right into the Gemara. Amma.
He has children, legitimate children or illegitimate?
In other words, the mitzvah of Yibam is that he died childless.
So it doesn't matter if it's legitimate or not.
Okay. Amma, neman lahatir neman lesor. So over here, so the Gemara immediately jumps on what we just said, right? In other words, I was setting ourselves up for the Gemara. So name a masis and the local Rabbi Nasan. So if that's the way you want to be masbir the Mishnah, so now the Mishnah is going to be limited because it's only going to be going like the Shita Rabbi Nasan. Who is Rabbi Nasan? We haven't made an introduction yet. We're making an introduction right now. Detanya bishas kiddushin amar yeshli banim and bishas misa amar einli banim. Okay, so he told her two different stories. Told her one story at marriage, and he told her a different story at death. Okay. So, granted, by the way, that, right, that she would have obviously appreciated a more consistent reporting of his bio. But regardless, the point is that at the time when they got married, so he says, Yeshli Banim. In other words, wanting to make himself more eligible, right? I know it sounds funny, right? I have kids. But in other words, to a certain degree, halachically, now he serves more eligible because now there's not going to be a mitzvah of Yibum. And then Bishas Misa at the time that he died. So then he's coming to the moment of truth. So therefore, he feels like he needs to be a little bit more honest. Okay, the honest truth is Ein Libanim. And that, of course, means that you're going to have a Zikas Yibum. Sorry about that. Alternatively, Bishas Kedushin Amar Ein Liachim and Bishas Misa Amar Yesh Liachim. So neman lahatir ve neman lasur divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that whatever declaration is made, that is going to put her in a position of Yibum. If when they got married, he told her otherwise. So we're going to go with the first reporting. We're not going to go with the second reporting, and we're going to not believe him when at the time of his death he says, "You really are chayv in the mitzvah of Yibum." Good. Now all that sounds extraordinarily familiar because of course our Mishnah seems to be going along exactly that line of thinking, and that he cannot be mechayev her yibum at the time of his death with a revelation. Rabbi Nassan Amar af neman lesser, and Rabbi Nassan says no, he has nemanus to create iser. Now, good. So what comes out now is that as you go over the Mishnah, you go over the Braisa, and toggle between the two, so you will see that our Mishnah seems to be going like the Shita Rabbi, not the Shita Rabbi Nassan. Okay. And oh, by the way, that wouldn't be the end of the world, especially when you consider that the Mishnayos were authored, edited by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So we've just learned together that the Mishnah is found like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Okay, good. Okay. But what the Gemara likes to do is the Gemara likes to create shalom between Tanaim and Mishnayos. So over here, can we create shalom between the Shita Rabbi Nassan and our Mishnah? So I'm Rav Shani Hassam. So that's what Rav is going to try to do. Let's see. Let's see if we can have Rabbi Nassim somehow fit into our Mishnah. And notable difference between the case of the Mishnah and the case of the Braisa. Kevin de Bishas Misa, Kahadar Bey, Emakusha Kamar. No. So, in other words, over there in the Braisa, so Kusha Kamarle. In other words, he's obviously now feels like he needs to tell the truth. Meaning that what happened was is that he was living a lie. I'm going to make this a little more dramatic, but we can all somehow relate. In other words, he was living a lie, and he told him one story, and now as he's approaching the end of his life, so he knows what's going to happen. He's about to meet the Beis Din Shamala, and so what does he want to do? He wants to go in with a better conscience, and so therefore now you know what? Let me tell the truth now. Let me say it like it actually is. Oh, okay, fine. And that's why the Bryce is different than the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, now wait one second. Amalei Abaye v'lav kol dekeinu, meaning I hear you, but that argument, if anything, would work just as well in our Mishnah as it would in the Braisa. In fact, I would even say it works even better in the Mishnah than in the Braisa. Hashem mahasim kamar leli dibura mart kushta kamar masisin lo kamar leli dibura lo kol shekein. Meaning, in the case of the Braisa, mar leli dibura. Meaning he was giving one story for most of his life. And now he's telling a different story. So what do we say? Kushta kamar, he's telling the truth. In the case of the Mishnah, in other words, there was no original story. Meaning in the case of the Mishnah, she worked with an assumption. He's like, okay, she made a certain assumption. I'm happy with the assumption she made. But you know what? After 120 years and now I'm going to be meeting my maker, you know what? Now is a good time for me to tell the truth. Meaning, it's just as much an argument in the Mishnah as it is in the Braisa. So, Elam Rabbi Masisin de la Mukhsalan ba'ache. V'la Mukhsalan bibnei. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. So, Abai's going to try to do the same thing that Rava did, but he's going to go about it in a different approach. Again, let's set ourselves up. The Mishnah says that you can only make an admission, a revelation at the end of your life that would mati her from Yibam, but not be mechayiv her in Yibam. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara brought a Braisa. The Braisa brings a machlokas between Rabbi Nassim and Rebbe. Rebbe seems to be totally in alignment with our Mishnah. Rabbi Nassim does not seem to be in alignment with our Mishnah. And now what Abai is going to try to do, like Rava did, is say, you know what? Maybe our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Nassim. How so? So we'll set up our Mishnah like as follows. Lo muchzeh lam ba'achi, lo muchzeh lam bivnei. So as far as now his background, so does he have children? We don't know. Does he have brothers? We also don't know. So da'amina kevin de la muchzeh lam bivnei v'lo ba'achi. So now, we don't know if he has sons. We don't know if he has brothers. So amar yesh li banim ne'eman. Yesh li achen eno ne'eman lav kol kevinei da'asir le'e kolei ama. Yeah. So so if he says Yeshli Banim, so Neman is going to be believed. However, on the other hand, Yeshli Achim, when he says I have brothers, no. Because what does Yeshli Achim do? As a revelation goes, it's gonna lock her up. It's gonna hold her. Okay. I'm not gonna be strong in my language, especially in today's day. So in other words, but he's gonna hold her halachically in check. Because now he's got brothers. Now she has a mitzvah of Yibam and she has a Zika and she's bound. She's bound to her brothers until they decide to do Yibam, to do Chalitza. In other words, no. In other words, and there was no pre-existing Chazaka. Okay, that's all in the Mishnah. However, Braisa, as far as the Braisa is concerned, we're on the very top of Samach Dalamud Beis. So Muchzak Lam Ba'achi V'lo Muchzak Lam Bivnei. So the Braisa now is where there was a chazaka that there was, in fact, brothers. Ah, okay. And there was no chazaka vis-a-vis children. And now, de amrinan mali l'shaker. So now at this point in time, so what do we have? So we have this idea of mali l'shaker. So there really is no reason why there's nothing compelling him to lie. So my kama lemifter emiyabam masi amar laba pachach labegita. Because consider, if the goal over here is to get her out of Yibam, so that goal could be accomplished without making any kind of fabrication whatsoever. In other words, he could just simply hand her a get. And that get obviously is going to relieve her from any Zika. So over here, in other words, his credibility is going to be bolstered by the fact that he didn't even need to say anything. he could have just handed her a get, and that would have potted her from Yibum. Oh. So now, Rebbe Safar, so this idea now, so we have this, so we have, right, you probably, if you heard me long enough, you already know, we have this thing called now super credibility. Okay, super credibility is the idea that it's not just he's making a claim, but his claim is bolstered by the fact that he didn't need to lie. This is Mali Lashakar. And so what it does is it's an enhancement of his credibility. So once we now have enhanced credibility, what degree, or what category are we going to put that under? The Gemara says that's the Machlokas Tanayim. So Rebbe Safar Mali Lashakar Ki Edim Dami Vasu Edim Vakre Chazaka. Beautiful. Now, according to Rebbe, Mali Lashakar, this enhanced credibility, so it's going to be on par with Edim. It's like two witnesses testifying. So two witnesses testifying. So what's more powerful from a credibility standpoint? Two witnesses or chazaka? Two witnesses is going to be better. Two witnesses establishes facts. So over here, Mali Lashakar, according to Rebbe, has the status of Edim. Okay, good. So Mali Lashakar now is going to beat the chazaka. It's going to trump the chazaka. So Rebbe Nassim Safar Mali Lashakar ki chazaka dami. And Rebbe Nassim will tell you, no, Mali Lashakar is only as good as a chazaka, meaning it is enhanced credibility, but enhanced credibility is not going to get you to the point of Eidus, just a chazaka, meaning now we can make certain assumptions, but that's all they are, just assumptions. And lo asi chazaka va'akra chazaka lagamre. And that chazaka cannot uproot the chazaka, meaning because we knew going into the marriage he had brothers. Oh. So now it's true. He also now can make the claim that I have children, right? That's true. And the claim is also going to be enhanced by the fact of Mali Lashakar. That's also true. But when all said and done, according to Rebbe Nassim, it's Chazaka versus Chazaka, one Chazaka cannot override and uproot the other Chazaka.
Why does he believe that he says he has children and not believe that he has brothers?
All right. So because the point of saying that he has children is going to relieve her from Yibum. He could do that just as well by handing her a get.
How does Mali Lashakar differ from Migo?
It's similar. Okay? David's asking, let me repeat the question because it definitely is thought-provoking. Mali Lashakar and Migo are similar to one another. Migo is, I could have said this. Instead, I say, I'm electing to say this. Okay? It seems to be very similar to one another. Could be. In other words, if I had a Gemara with Migo, I would have said the same thing. It's enhanced Nemonis. Right. Okay. Right. But I don't know if they're the same. Good. Hamikadosh is bito stam. Samach Dalid, Amud Beis, top of the Amud, new Mishnah. Hamikadosh is bito stam. So, like I said yesterday, I'm going to just repeat it's not even a joke, but whatever. It's dark humor. It's an awesome responsibility that the Torah gives the father, where the father can marry off his bito katana. Bito katana, bito nara, where the father now can accept Kedusha from anybody and have his daughter marry that anybody. And the Torah empowers the father to accept the Kedusha on behalf of his daughter. What did we learn yesterday's daf? He has ne'emanus. He has credibility, even though there is no other reporting, but the Torah just simply gives the dad credibility. It's an awesome responsibility. It's an awesome power. And meanwhile, you're right, yesterday, today. So we're going over scenarios where dad does not seem to be that careful about that awesome responsibility that was given to him. Right, yesterday dad was Mekadosh and he simply doesn't know who the guy was. Okay, that was yesterday. Oh, today, I'm Mekadosh is Bito Stam and Ein Abogos Bechlal. So, he's got a bunch of daughters and he's accepting Kedusha on behalf of his daughters. On behalf of one of his daughters. Okay, fine. So one of his daughters now is married. Now, it would be unbelievable, so helpful if he could identify who that daughter was. Okay. And like we said yesterday, right? Alan said it yesterday. I said it yesterday, right? 99 out of 100 times, right? Dad understands the responsibility that's given to him. And he's going to do good. The Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara over here just wants to know, where do we stand in halacha if he can't, right? It's an unusual circumstance, to say the least. But what if he can't? Okay, good. Okay. So, Mekadosh is Bito Stam, Ein Bogros Bechlav. So, he's got daughters. He's got older daughters. He's got younger daughters. Got a whole set of daughters. So when he now readily admits that he was Mekadosh one of his daughters, he doesn't and he can't identify which one it was, the Bogros, the older daughters, the adult daughters, are not included in the Suffolk. Why? Well, because once they're adults, so then he can't marry them off. Now, the Gemara, in just a moment, and hopefully all this is going to sound familiar, ring a bell, because we did this earlier, the Gemara is going to say, well, couldn't the older daughters make him a shliach? Okay, hold that. The Gemara is going to ask that very question. So now, more on this topic. He's got now two wives, and he's got daughters from both wives. Ve'amar. And he made the following declaration. I married off my oldest daughter. Now, I said oldest. So what I'd like you to hear, not oldest, but older. Okay? In English, we have that ability to make that kind of distinction, right? We have that in our toolbox, in our English toolbox. So, but B'lashon HaKodesh is Biti HaGedola, just simply would translate as the older daughter. So included in that statement is a lot of ambiguity, meaning so many of the girls are older. As long as there's one younger than you, so you're an older. So Ein Yodea, Ima Gedola SheBeGedolos, O Gedola SheBeKtanos, O Ketana SheBeGedolos, She Gedola, Min HaGedola, SheBeKtanos. So Kul HaNasuros. So basically, you could chart out all the daughters, and basically, who's included now, who's possibly included in the Kedushin? Anyone who's got a younger sister. Which means now that we're only excluding one of the girls from Suffolk. So, Chutz min Ketana SheBeKtanos. Div Rebbe Meir. Okay, so Shita's Rebbe Meir is that when you made that declaration, since we have of the four girls, let's say three of them are suspects. Okay, my word choice over here is not the best, but you understand. So so since three of them could possibly potentially be the girl that dad was Mekadesh, because he said older, three of them could qualify as an older. So all three of them now are in a state of Suffolk Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kula Mutaris Chutz Min HaGedol SheBeGedolos. And Rabbi Yossi says no. Only the oldest of the girls is going to be Mekudeshes, the rest are not. Stay tuned. Later this morning, we're going to go over what's behind the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The Kiddush is Biti Ketana in Yodea. And we're going to do the same thing again, but over here, we're just going to go, instead of saying Gedola, we're going to say Ketana. But it's going to be the same idea. So Kiddush Es biti akatan ini odeim katana shebiktanos o katana shebigdolos o gedolos shebiktanos she katana min hakatana shebigdolos so kulan asur chutz min hagedolos shebigdolos divrei bimei Rabbi Yossi Amar kulan mutaros chutz min hakatana shebiktanos. Okay, it's all the above, just in other words, mirror image. In other words, he said katana. So Rabbi Meir will look at all the suspects, and any one of them possibly is married, except for the youngest. And except for the youngest. And Rabbi Yossi will tell you, no, right. And Rabbi Yossi will tell you, no. In other words, he only meant one. Only meant one of the girls. Now, so Hakatana Bechlam. So the first discussion the Gemara has is an oldie but goodie here in our Masechta. It's a discussion that we had earlier in the Masechta. So hopefully this will ring a bell. We did this back on Nun Aleph. So Nun Aleph. So that is it's about 2 weeks ago. So anyway, so we get the review. So Ha Kitanos Bechlal. So Shamei Menah Kedushin Shein Misur Labia. Have a Kedushin. Machlokus Abayin and Rav Kedushin Shein Misur Labia. I'm a Kaddish, a woman, girl, woman, and it cannot be with her, okay? For various halachic reasons, whatever the halachic reason is. In this particular case, in other words, because it's possibly one of two sisters, so each one of the sisters now represents to you a Suffolk erva, and so therefore you can't be with either one of them. This is a Kedushin She'ein Mesurim Labia. Is that Kedushin, yes or no? And that was the Machlokas between Abai and Rava. No. So over here, isn't our Mishnah now going to show us that it is a Kedushin She'ein Mesurim Labia, and yet it's a Kedushin? So the Gemara says, Hachmai Meskin Kishein Sham Ela Gedola Ketana. So the Gemara, same thing the Gemara said back on Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says over here, and that is you misunderstood. The first case of our Mishnah, they're not multiple daughter. They're not daughters of multiples of twos, but rather it's one gedola and one ketana. Now the Gemara says textually it doesn't really work. V'ha bogeros ketani. So my bogeros da'ama. So the Gemara says even though the Mishnah uses the word bogeros, which would indicate that there are multiple adult daughters, but bogeros just simply means that when you have older daughters, meaning we're not addressing one father. We're addressing multiple fathers with multiple older daughters. That's how you can understand it. So Pshita Bogros Maya Vidatayu. So the Gemara says, so what comes out over here is the following. So now let's play out our Mishnah the way we are explaining the Mishnah. Father's Mekadesh, one of his daughters. He only has two. One's an adult and the other one's a minor. And now we want to know, which one is it? Well, if that's the case of the Mishnah, then this is not rocket science. This is as basic as you can possibly get. Who is the father empowered to marry? Only the younger, not the older. So now at this point in time, Pshita, like in other words, the Mishnah now is so obvious. So So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, we can insert Chiddush into the Mishnah. What's Chiddush that we're inserting to the Mishnah? The older daughter said to dad, I really trust your judgment. Whoever you decide I should marry, that's who I'm going to marry. You're going to be my shliach. So even though you've lost the ability to marry me off from a father Kitana standpoint, but I'm going to make you my shliach. So the Gemara says, ah. So ma'u detema ki mekabo kiddush yadayte didaka mekabo kamashvalan lo shavik inishmi didislehanamine va'avid mi didileislehanamine. So now the father married off one of the two. And then in the post-game interview, which one did you marry? I forgot. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even if that were the case, where the older daughter made him a shliach, the Gemara says, I still know which one he was Mekadesh. He was Mekadesh, the younger one. Why do I know that? Follow the money. Right? We made this point earlier. We get to say it again. Follow the money. Meaning, if he's serving just as a shliach for his older daughter, so who's going to get the kesef kedushin? The older daughter. If he's marrying off his younger daughter, who's going to get the money? He's going to get the money. So now, okay, it's realities of life. We're incentivized by money. So over here, I have a question of which one did he marry? Well, which one is going to get him financial gain? Marrying off his younger daughter is going to get him financial gain. Follow the money. So milo askinin da'amr la kedushi lach. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? How about the older daughter said to dad, not only do I trust you, but the truth of the matter is all I want to do is I just want to get married. So you'll accept the kesef kedusha on my behalf, and I'll tell you what, dad, you can even keep the money. So let's take out the financial incentive. Now what? So afilo hachilo shavikinish mitzvah de rami alei, v'avid mitzvah de lo rami alei. Interesting, again, we heard this already earlier in the Masechta, but we get to review. And that is that, still, he would have married off his younger rather than his older. Why? Because for as far as his younger is concerned, mitzvah ramya alei is his mitzvah. For his older daughter, it's not his mitzvah. I'm sure I said this back in Nonalf. I get to say it again right now on Daf Samach Dalet. And that's so interesting. Meaning his older daughter, it's not a mitzvah for him to marry off, right? We learned earlier in the Masechta and Kiddushin. A mitzvah for a parent to marry off his kids, both his sons and his daughters. So apparently what the Gemara means, I believe I said this on Nun, but even if I didn't, apparently what the Gemara means is that while your daughter's a katana, there's more of a mitzvah to marry her off. Meaning since the Torah empowers you to go and to be mekadesh her to another, as a katana, you're basically standing in as her, not her shliach, but basically, in other words, you're her address in terms of kiddushin. So basically, the expectation of the Torah is that you should be marrying her off. It's a mitzvah to rami alei. On the other hand, when your child is an adult, so certainly facilitating, in other words, trying to make it happen, right? What was the advice that Gemara gave earlier in the Masechta? Remember, in other words, make your daughter attractive. In other words, make her so that men would in fact court her and marry her. But in other words, but it's not your mitzvah. In other words, certainly you have a responsibility to facilitate, but it's not your mitzvah. Mashenkin, when she's a katana, it's mamash your mitzvah.
Shouldn't you marry the oldest one first?
Yeah, they're right. We also, very good. Right, we also had that discussion. Meaning, in terms of order of siblings, right, the older one should go first. Right, we talked about that earlier. But we're just talking now from the perspective of the father in terms of his mitzvah. His mitzvah is principally on the katana, not on the gedola. Okay. Okay. So, moving on now, we're in the Mishnah. We're still in Samach Talmud Beis. Okay. So, Zricha. The Gemara now wants to know that we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir in two scenarios They were the exact same, just mirror image of one another. The older versus the younger. So, Iyash min kamaisa ba kama Rabbi Meir, the Kevendika Zuchamina, La Gedola Karila, Ava Baha Imamode, Leila Rabbi Yossi, De Ketana, Laha Ketana De Kulu, Karila. So, the Gemara says it's really a linguistic issue. Because if I only had the case of Gedola, I would have said older, again, in English, it doesn't work out as well. But when you say Gedola, you just mean as long as you're older than somebody else. But maybe, Ahavamina, maybe when you say Katana, maybe you meant the youngest. Meaning maybe Rabbi Meir would agree with Rabbi Yossi. And Iyad Mar Baha Baha Kama Rabbi Yossi Ava Baha Chema Modele Rabbi Meir Tzricha. And then what you could do is you could just simply flip around the same Havamina on behalf of Rabbi Yossi. If I only had the case of Katana, I would have said there Rabbi Yossi said Katana means youngest. But if I said Gedola, maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree Gedola just simply means older, not oldest. So lememer de Rabbi Meir savar machzinish nafshi l'sfeika, and Rabbi Yossi savar machzinish l'sfeika. Va'ibcha sham inan le. Okay, so when you make declarations, so are you comfortable using ambiguous language? It seems like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is comfortable. Nah, I'm not sure if comfortable is the right word, but in other words, Rabbi Meir is open to the idea that when I express myself, sometimes I'm not that articulate. And sometimes I can open myself up to multiple interpretations. That's Rav Meir of our Mishnah. And Rav Yossi would seem to indicate, no, when I make a declaration, I am not interested in any ambiguity. When I say Gedola, I mean one, the oldest. When I say Ketana, I mean one, the youngest. So when you're looking at our Mishnah and trying to understand the Machlokas, Rav Meir of Rav Yossi, that seems to be the Machlokas. The problem is Nedarim, the Mishnah Nedarim. And this too, by the way, we did not so long ago. Right, we did this sugya back in Nedarim. It happens to be in Nedarim Daf Samach. Here's Samach Dalin in Kiddushin. Ditnan Noder Ada Pesach. So let's say I've had it with you, and I'm not going to get any anar from you. I need a break from you. And so therefore, my neder means I'm not going to get any benefit from you up until Pesach. Pesach, you come back, you call me again. We'll get together on Pesach. But I said, okay, listen carefully to the language, Ad HaPesach. So now, Aser Ashiagia. So when is the neder going to be chal? Right up until Pesach arrives. Meaning, first Seder, you can come over. We'll get back together again. You'll eat at my Seder plate, at my Seder table. When I say Kol Dichvin, Yesu V'Yechol. So, you know, the words, okay, you'll come in. So Ashiagia Pesach. So now, Ashiagia Pesach again, I'm done with you. I need a break from you. And I say ad shiyehei ha-pesach. So then aser ad shiyetze. So ad shiyehei pesach means that I need a break from you up to, now I'm going to say in English, I'm not really doing a good job translating, up to and including Pesach. Ad shiyehei pesach. So fine. So in other words, so what you'll do is after Pesach is over, then you can call me and we can get together. Now ad penei pesach. So far we got the languages down pretty good. But what if I say ad penei pesach? What does that mean? Rabbi Meir, Aser Achi Agia, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Achi Yetze. So over here, Rabbi Meir says that up until Pesach arrives, and Rabbi Yossi will tell you, no, you need the entirety of Pesach to come and go. Then and only then can we get together. Now, I'm sorry, we're about to get an answer, but everyone see the question? Not yet. In other words, over here in this Braisa, Mishnah, regarding Nedarim, when you say Penei, Penei has a certain ambiguity to it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, I don't know which Penei we're talking about. Because each day of Pesach has got another day after it. So in other words, up until we greet Pesach, well, the first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach, which day are we talking about? I don't know. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to basically take us through to the end of Pesach because of uncertainty. And Ramir says, nah, ad Penei Pesach means up until you get to Pesach. Meaning first Seder night, we'll get together. Right? You can come over. You can eat at my house. Oh, okay. So over here, if the way I presented it is correct, it's literally the opposite of what we saw in our Mishnah. Meaning in our Mishnah, Rav Yossi has no ambiguity. And Rav Meir is the one with ambiguity. And so, Mukhlefes, well, that's the answer. Let me not say it yet. But what we seem to be looking at over here is everyone's flipping their positions. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Avdima, Amar Rabbi Mukhlefes Hashita. Oh, so the Gemara says that what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to flip somebody around. We're going to have to flip somebody around. Meaning one of these positions need to be flipped so that everyone now is in alignment. V'hatanya, and the Gemara says, and I'm going to show you that it's actually a good suggestion because we have the following braisa. Zekal kol shizmanu kavu amar ad penei, Rabbi Meir amar ad sheyetze, Rabbi Yosef amar ad sheyagia. Beautiful. So this braisa over here does in fact flip around the sheet is when you say a penei. So Rabbi Yosef says up to, but not including Pesach. Why? Because no ambiguity. And Rabbi Meir says, nah, I'm not sure which Pesach I meant. And so therefore, the neder is going to go all the way through Pesach. Perfect. Now what we have is alignment between the Mishnah and Dharma and our Mishnah here in Kiddushin. Amar Abaye. So the, okay. So Amar Abaye Machlokes, B'shtei Kitei Banos, Aval Bekat Acha L'divrei Akol G'dola Mamish Ketana Mamish. Emsa is bishma karila. Okay, so according to Abaye, as far as this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, that's when you have multiple daughters from multiple wives. However, if you have a string of daughters from one wife, so now gedola means the oldest, ketana means youngest, and when and how do I describe any of the middle children? So you call them by their name. So Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masala Ba'yela Mi'ata. So if in fact that's true, Emsa is Shebe Bashnia Tishtare. So the Gemara says, okay. So now let's go back to our mission. Let's have the multiple girls by multiple wives. And now, why don't we at least entertain now that if there are, let's say, three girls from the second wife, so maybe the middle one should be okay. So the Gemara says, no, but that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about where from the second wife, I only have two girls, an older and a younger. And the Gemara says, v'achinami mistabra. And I'll tell you what, kind of makes sense. Why? Imisa de'ika, listening. Because if there was more, then she should have been mentioned. Meaning, as you read through the Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that there are only four girls in total. Ulatamech emse shona. Devadai sfeik of asirila and miketanila. Yeah, but you know, and the first wife could have had more than one. Sorry, could have had more than two, and yet all of them stand to be a suffik. And the middle one is not mentioned. So hachi hashta hasam tana ketani didali isura. So who adin lahach de kashisha mina hachem isa deika nisne. The Gemara says, nah, I'm telling you that if for the second wife there would have been a middle child, she should have been mentioned. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua L'Rava V'Pesach L'Chikas Achaz Damei Upligi. Now the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. You're telling me that if there's one wife and there are multiple daughters from one wife, we have clarity on which one we meant, right? In other words, if there were, let's say, for example, three, so the oldest is simply the oldest and the youngest is the youngest and the middle one, I call by name. So the Gemara says, well, let's go back to the Mishnah Nedarim. You know, in the Mishnah Nedarim, if we're going to strike an analogy, so of how many wives and how many children, the Mishnah and Dharma, I know it's talking about Pesach, but it's one wife, seven children. Okay, it's funny, by the way, but if you think about it, that's how the analogy works out better. Meaning, what we don't know is which day of Pesach I meant. So each day of Pesach is like a daughter. And how many, it's a funny way to say it. How many mothers are there? In other words, it's only one mother. So Pesach is similar to one group of daughters. And yet, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir disagree. So Amalei Hasam, B'lishon Da'amah Kemifligi, Mar Savar Ad Pnei HaPesach Ad Kame Pischa, Umar Savar Ad Demifne Pischa. So the Gemara says, you know, over there in that Mishnah Adarim, it could be that the Machlokas has nothing to do with ambiguity versus lack of ambiguity. It could be over there, it's just simply a question of definition. You say penei. What did you mean by the word penei? Penei could either on one hand mean the eve of, or penei could mean ad demafne, which means until we have gone through Pesach. It could just simply be a definitional question of what the word penei means, and that would mean then that it has nothing to do with our discussion over here. Okay. Good. Ad kan. Okay. Two big sukkahs that we tackle today. Number one, the question of three big sugyas that we tackled today. So far, number one, you are you're making a dramatic revelation that at the end of your life that would either relieve your wife from Yibum or be mechayiv your wife in Yibum. So are you going to be believed on both of those revelations? So our Mishnah and Rebbe was of the position, no. You're only going to be believed to exempt her from Yibum, but not to put her in a Yibum situation. For example, you made a revelation right there at the end of your life. I had a brother, you never knew about him. Oh. So that according to our Mishnah, according to Rebbe, is Eino Neman. That's what that was our first big sugya. That was Sa'ad Mechdal Amad Aleph. And what we try to do is that we try to fit Rebbe Nassan into our Mishnah. And that was difficult, but we tried. Okay. Then our next big discussion was Mekadesh es Bito Stam. You're Mekadesh your daughter, and you did not identify which one. So which one were you Mekadesh? So if you just have two daughters, one's older and one's younger, older meaning above adulthood, and the other one's still a minor. So which one you're Mekadesh? You're Mekadesh the minor. Okay, and the Gemara went on to explain, even if the older one was made you a shliach, and even if the older one says keep the money, still you were mekadesh the minor. Why? Because the minor is principally your mitzvah. Good. That was our second big topic, and within our second big topic, we went over also what happens if you have many daughters. You're a mekadesh an older one, but you didn't identify which one. So who's possibly now a candidate for the kiddushin? So that is a machlokus between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. And we just spent a good amount of time, almost a half an hour, discussing that machlokus Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Ha'omer li'isha. Samachemet Aleph, today's daf, the Mishnah. Ha'omer li'isha kidashtiach. V'hi omer slo kidashtani. You want to talk about a he said, she said. Okay, well. So he says to her, kidashtiach, I was mekadesh you. And she says back, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? Maybe you had a dream. Maybe you were hallucinating. Never happened. So who asa bekrovasel vihi muteris bekrovav? So now, based on his version of the story, they're married. So that man now means that he is going to be asa to her family members because his version is that they're married. And of course, her denial means that she's not going to be asa to any of his family members. Okay, it's only fair to wonder he's going to be asa to her family members, meaning. The large question, which we're going to get to in just a moment, is were there witnesses or were there no witnesses? Meaning, in order for kiddushin to work, you need witnesses. So pray tell, where are the witnesses right now? Can we find them? Can we identify them? Okay. Hold that question. And is there a ksuva? Okay, good. That is adjacent, right alongside my question. Okay, so hold that. We're going to discuss it. Interestingly, Phil, by the way, the Gemara is not going to ask your question about ksuva. So the Rishonim, right? I did my research. The Rishonim are bothered by your very question.
There's places where they didn't have ksuva.
Okay, the Rishonim give perfect question answer. Good. It's not our first rodeo. So so as far as the Edom are concerned, so hold that because we have to wonder. But let's just assume right now there were no Edom, and he makes this claim. We got married. I was mekadesh you, and now from his perspective, we're taking the claim seriously. From her perspective, she's fine. So what's happening over here? So look at Rashi, right, in the Mishnah. And here we get to a big idea, right? We've covered this idea before. Today's daf, Kedush and Samech, Rashi, Shavin Aleh, Chaticha D'Isura Behoda Aso. So what he did is he created Isra for himself, right? Shavya Nashe Chaticha D'Isura. This idea that what you could do is that you could create Isra for yourself, it's kind of like a neder, okay? Now, does Shavya Nashe work exactly like a neder? So that is a next level discussion. That's not a daf yomi discussion, but I'm just giving you something to think about. But basically, what halacha allows you to do is create isurim for yourself. So you're now, according to you, we've been married. Oh, so now that means you can't marry her sister, her mother, her daughter. In other words, you're creating isur. But halacha allows you to do that. Shavya Nashe chaticha d'isurim. Now, when she comes back and she says, what a wild story. It never happened. We never got married. So, in other words, good. So, how can I believe him and believe her? They're not telling the same story. The answer is, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Isura. Okay. Let's go on. The Mishnah continues. He, Omer is Kedashina, V'hu Omer lo Kedashtich. Same, but now reverse claims. She says we got married. He said never happened. Who mutar b'krovav? He asur b'krovav. Okay, same result. In other words, from her perspective, his relatives will be asur, based on the principle of Shavya. And from his perspective, he can marry any one of her relatives. Good. Kiddashti cha vihi omer slo kiddashti elabiti. Okay. He says I was mekadesh you. She says, you got the story almost right. You were mekadesh me, you were mekadesh my daughter. Oh, okay, good. So who else bekrov is gedola? So again, we have to look at it now from his perspective. As far as his claim is concerned, he married her. Shavya nafshe chaticha disur. He can't marry any of her relatives. And gedola mutaris bekrovav. Now, mom, right, can marry any one of his relatives because as far as she's concerned, there was no marriage. And who mutar bekrovas ketana? Now, he can marry any of the ketana's relatives. Now, over here, I'm not going to chart this out, but in other words, what you have to figure out is which one of her relatives can he marry that is not one of mom's relatives. Okay. But we don't have to chart that out right now, and we're not going to. So, who mutar bekrovas ketana? U ketana mutaris bekrovav. Okay, in other words, basically, his claim will have no effect on her, on the daughter, and the daughter will not have any restrictions regarding him. Now, kidashis bitech vihi omeres lo kidashti ali oc. Okay, one more scenario. I married your daughter. She comes back and she says, no, you married me. So who aser bekrovas ketana? So he now is going to be aser to the krova, to the relatives of the daughter. Because according to his claim, that's who he married. Shavya Navshe. And Ketana Mutaris Bekrovav. Now again, as far as the daughter's concerned, she's not going to be impacted at all. Because there are, I'll say it, there are no witnesses. Okay, I was waiting, not, I was trying not to say it, but I just said it. Okay, there are no witnesses, so she's not going to be impacted. And whom Mutar Bekrovav is Gedola. And he's allowed to marry the relatives of mom. Because his claim was that he married the daughter, not mom. And Ugedola Asur Bekrovav, and as far as the Gedola is concerned, again, she's claiming that she was the one who got married, therefore, she did Shavya on herself to his relatives. Okay. I know the Mishnah is confusing, but once you understand the principle of Shavya, all the cases work out perfectly. Meaning the Mishnah works. It's just I know it's complex. So Haomer Lisha Kidashtich. So Tzricha. Okay, so the first thing happened in the Mishnah. He claimed he married her. She denied. And then the Mishnah went just right in the mirror image. She claimed that he married her, and he denied. And so basically, the Mishnah taught us the same thing in two cases. They're just the mirror images of one another. Why do I need both cases? Tzricha. I ashmin agabi didei mishum degavar lo ichbalei mikre v'amar. Aval ihi So Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, look, in these claims that they're making, you know there are so many more stakes attached to her than to him, right? Let's take it from his perspective, okay? His claim is that he married her. Okay, good. That's his claim. What are the stakes that are involved? And the stakes are not that high. Because now, what can he do? He can also marry, right, thousands and millions of other women. Okay. On the other hand, when she makes the claim that you married me, the stakes are really high. Because according to her, now who can she marry? Nobody. Nobody. So what the Gemara now for a moment is entertaining is that when she makes a claim and the stakes are so high, so maybe we should believe her. Okay. And to that, the Gemara is basically saying, that's a Havamina, but obviously that's what the Mishnah wanted to share with us. It's not the Maskana. Now we go on to the next cases. The next case of the Mishnah is where he claims that either he married the mom and she says no, it was the daughter, or he says he married the daughter and she says no, it was me. So, well, the Gemara says, well, what do we know? Well, we just learned 2 days ago in the Daf, the Torah gives nemanos for the father that his daughter is married. So I might have thought I might have thought that maybe what the Chachamim did is created like a parallel ne'amanus for the mother. Meaning not for a moment are we going to entertain that the Torah empowers the mother with this ne'amanus. Because the Torah doesn't. But as a Havamina, what the Gemara is entertaining is, you know, the Chachamim sometimes, so they create parallels. And so therefore, if the father has Ne'amanus for his daughter, maybe the Chachamim, maybe on a rabbinic level, on a Din D'Rabbanan, maybe mom is given credibility to say that the daughter is married. Okay, that would have been the Havamina. Kamashmalan, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. And Kidashi is Bitech, Hasulamali. And Kidashi is Bitech. What is that coming to teach me? So I did the Taniha, Taninamiha. The Gemara says that at that point in time, now we're at the point of symmetry. Meaning the Mishnah is like symmetrical form. It's almost like poetic. And so therefore, the last case of the Mishnah is not teaching us anything. But at this point in time, now everything is nice and symmetrical. He claims, she claims, he claimed he married the daughter, she says no. He claims he married her, she says no, it was the daughter. In other words, so the Mishnah now is looking for perfect symmetry. Okay, Itmar. Rav Amar Kofin Shmuel Amar Mevakshin. Okay, so at this point in time now, so we seem to be at somewhat of an impasse. Okay, so she says that the Kedushin occurred. He says it never happened. So now, from her perspective, she's married, okay, and stuck. He claims it never happened. And now, how do we extricate? The answer is that she needs a get, okay? According to her version now, and using the principle, Shavia Nafshe Chaticha Disur, she's a married woman. And so therefore, the only way of extrication is only by him giving her a get. Do we ask him to give a get, or do we force him to give a get?
You have to pay the ketubah also.
We'll get there. So, Rav Amar Kofin Shmuel Amar Mevakshin, Ahaya Ile Mar Reisha. So, Lav Kofinika Velo Mevakshinika. It's not going on the first case of the Mishnah. So, where the man says that he was Mekadisher because she doesn't need a get. So, Ela Asefa. Okay, it's what we knew. The Gemara is just spelling it out. It's talking about a case where she claims that she was married. So, Bishlam Mevakshin Lachaya Ela Kofin, Amai Lo Nicha Li De Itzer Bekreve. Now, I can understand asking him to give her a get. In other words, you're doing her a solid, doing her a favor, forcing her to give a get. Let me get this straight. As far as I'm concerned, we're not married. There are no eidim. She's the one now claiming that we're married. And now you want me to help her out? Meaning she's the one who created the problem. And look, giving her a get, it's not a small thing. I give her a get, I now become prohibited to any one of her relatives. So, okay. In other words, it's an ask. You can ask, but you can't force me to do it. The Gemara says, I don't understand the position of forcing. So the Gemara says, okay. So clearly there was a misunderstanding. The Gemara says, let's clarify. And so the two statements over there are working not against one another, but it's a coordinated approach where if, let's say, she makes a claim we're married and without asking and without solicitation, he gives her a get. Yeah. So now it's almost like an admission. Now that he gives her a get without solicitation, so now you know what's going to happen? He's going to pay her the ksuva. If, on the other hand, she makes a claim we're married, he's looking around, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then basically he ignores. And now a solicitation. Would you please write her a get? Under those circumstances, now no ksuva is necessary. Because the understanding is that he's not admitting to the marriage. He just would like to help her out. But at this point in time now, he's just helping her out. And it's not an admission to marriage. And therefore, he doesn't have to pay the ksuva. Itmar Nami the Gemara says, what we just offered is in fact the correct shot. Supported. Right, kofinum of action. We force and we ask. Tarte? What? Both? In other words, that's not the same. Hachi kamar. Mevakshin mimenu liten get. V'im nasan mi'atzmo. Kofinos liten ksuva. Now, we're going to solicit him. We're going to ask him. Do us a favor. Do her a favor. Give her a get. Now, if we're asking him to do so, he doesn't have to pay ksuva. If, on the other hand, unsolicited, he gives her a get, that's an admission that he, in fact, he married her. And therefore, he has to pay her ksuva. I'm reviewing a Mekadosh Beidech, I ain't choshen l'kiddushin. And here we go. For the remainder of today's daf, one question. And it'll take the Gemara a good amount of time to answer this question. Let's begin. Right? Oh, okay. So let me restart. I'm Rav Yehuda Mekadosh Beit Echad Ein Choshen LeKedushin. Kedushin has to be done in front of two witnesses. We knew that. We knew that since the beginning of the Masechta. What if you're Mekadosh with one witness? What do we say? So Bamine Rav Yehuda Shnei Modemai. So in Velo V'Rafya Biyade. What if they get married with one witness and they both admit that the marriage occurred? So is a Kedushin a Kedushin, yes or no? So first he said yes, then he said no, and then he finally admitted, I'm not sure. So Rav Nachman quotes in the name of Shmuel that if you are Mekadesh in front of one witness and the two of you admit, so the Rav Nachman quotes B'Shem Shmuel, it's nothing, zero, it's not Kedushin. So let's turn to our Mishnah. Who also bekrov said viu mutars bekrovav? Id ika edim amai mutars bekrovav? Id like edim amai also bekrov seha? Allah beid echad. We're looking at our Mishnah. Yeah, our Mishnah. Were there edim or were there no edim? So I almost successfully went through the entire Mishnah, not addressing this question because I knew the Gemara is going to ask it right now, and the Gemara is asking was there witnesses or was there not? Because look, if there were witnesses, mazel tov, you're married. And if there were no witnesses, you're not married. So what are we doing in our Mishnah, right? She says they were married. He says they weren't. Where are the witnesses? So the Gemara now is suggesting maybe there was one witness. So the Gemara says, no. You didn't understand the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, when she claims we were married, she said we were married with witnesses. Where are the witnesses right now? Their way. You write a get. And afterwards, so you are secluded with her in a room. So does that represent now a second kedushin? Yes or no? So again, was there witnesses? Were there not witnesses? If there were witnesses, so I guess mazel tov. Okay, sure, why not? Mazel tov, right? I know you just went through a divorce, but mazel tov, you got married again. And if there are no witnesses, so then no mazel tov. So the Gemara says, well, if they got a divorce after Erison Rachmanis, in other words, they didn't even get to the Nisuin. Erison, divorce. And now they seclude themselves. So, modim. They're going to agree that the seclusion doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara says, what happened over here is that there were Eide Yichud, but there were no Eide Bia. Beit Shammai Savre, lo Amrinan Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia. Beit Shammai Savre, Amrinan Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia. And over here, what is at issue? In that, what is the Eide Yichud? Does that mean that there was Bia, yes or no? Beit Shammai says no, and Beit Shammai says yes. Umodim, and that helps us now understand the next part. We're at the very top of Samech Hamad Beis. Umodim Vadai Beniskar Shem Neirsin De Lo Arminan Heinei Nedi Yichud Heinei Nedi Bia Mimni Shein Libo Gazba. Okay, perfect. And if the Gerushin occurred only after Erusin, so they were never intimate with one another, so they don't have that level, that degree of comfort with one another. They secluded themselves after the get. Doesn't necessarily mean that they had Bia. Okay, good. Okay, this is a good place to pause because we're going to reset the question again, and we're going to just continue for the remainder of today's daf, which we'll Yirtzeh Hashem cover tomorrow. So we're going to try to litigate this question of getting married in front of one aide. Is that successful? Does it work? Does it not work? I think we all know the conclusion, but this is the Gemara. The Gemara here in Kedushin Samechei discusses this very issue of. With one aid and an admission on both parties that they got married, does that work? Okay. And what we'll do tomorrow, obviously, is that we'll cut into the core of the issue of why do I need to aid them? Okay. Fundamental question. I know it's so funny. We're at the tail end of Kedushin, and we're touching on such a fundamental point. Okay. Most of today's daf, we dealt with Ne'amanus. Second half of today's daf, we're starting with the Mishnah on Samach Hamad Aleph. We spoke at the idea of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura, and now we're tackling a very fundamental issue in the Gemara of what happens with Eid Echad. Does Kedushin work with Eid Echad? Sure.